Well, today we have a very short passage from the Lord's Sermon on the Mount. This is towards the end of this three chapters of the Lord's most famous teachings, the Sermon on the Mount. And the Lord is concluding his teaching by warning us against false prophets. And you'll hear a lot about false prophets if you read the Old Testament, because you had God's true prophets, Jeremiah, Elijah, Ezekiel, and others. But there were many false prophets in Israel that were trying to lead the chosen people astray. And the Lord says we have to be careful as well, that in the church or in Christianity there will be false prophets as well. We see this in the writings of St. Paul. Paul often warned against these false prophets, which he would refer to as teaching strange teachings or leading people astray by heretical views. So these are the false prophets of today, those who teach error, those who teach teachings against Christ, against the teachings of the Catholic Church. These are the false prophets today as well. He says, be careful of them, because they'll be like wolves in sheep's clothing. That's where we get that famous expression, is from the Sermon on the Mount, a wolf in sheep's clothing. And they will lead people astray. And the Lord, besides using that image of a wolf putting a sheep's clothing around him, he also uses the image of trees or plants that produce fruit. And he gives us examples that, of course, grape vines produce grapes, thorn bushes produce thorns. He says you cannot pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from another kind of a tree. So it says, look for the fruit, look for the moral character, look for the fruits that come from that person's life. He says, a good tree will bear good fruit, a rotten tree will bear rotten fruit. He says, that's the very nature of a healthy tree, to bear healthy fruit. The nature of a rotten tree, it says, will bear rotten fruit. And then he reminds us that the tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. The Lord is referring here to judgment, that everyone will eventually have to come before God and render an account before God. And all of us will have to be examined by the Lord and to see what kind of fruit we have borne in our life. Well, what is the fruit that God wants of us? Of course, he wants holiness. He wants virtue. He wants goodness. He wants faith, hope, and charity, the theological virtues. He wants to see the moral virtues of prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. And then, of course, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, that the church has always given us these fruits of the Holy Spirit, which come from St. Paul. The fruits of the Spirit, as you can read in the Catechism, are love, patience, kindness, all the beautiful fruits of the Holy Spirit. So how do we develop these fruits? Well, of course, it is staying close to Christ, a good, strong prayer life, receiving the sacraments faithfully, going to regular confession, frequent Holy Communion will nourish the soul. Praying the Holy Rosary will bear fruit within our life. Spiritual reading. See, this is what cultivates the soil through which these good fruits can grow. So this is what we're called to do, because eventually we will come to our judgment day, and it says the good fruit will be evidence in our life, and we should be trying to develop this during our short time on earth. And so the last thing we should be aware of, though, is that there are false prophets. We had them in the Old Testament, we had them in the New Testament, and we have them today. So again, the false prophets of today are those who claim to be Catholic, but are teaching just the opposite. They are saying that they're followers of Christ or the church, but they're undermining the church through heretical teachings. So Jesus says, beware of them and do not be led astray by them.